Bible says train up a child in the way he or she should go, and when they are old, I don't know what old means, how old you got to be, but when they get old, they won't depart from it. In other words, we kind of stiffen up over the years. We learn when we're children, we start to get a unique bent in our life, and then that becomes the direction we're going to head. Here's the question. Who's helping bend that child's life today? Who's most influential? Who's most intentional? Because whoever's most intentional in the life of that little child or grandchild or even that teenager or young adult is going to win. They're going to win the day. What did your parents teach you when you were young that still makes a difference in your life? What are you passing on to your children? We're going to get to all that today. Got some callers ready to go. We'd love to hear your comments as well on our storyline. 888-888-1717 is that number. We talked about this a week ago, and I have five questions for parents. This is sort of a quiz. You can grade yourself on how you're doing on raising this next generation. I'll get to those in just a few minutes, and you can grade yourself. I have to admit, I wrote the quiz, and I gave myself some low grades on a few of these and great grades on others, and I think about my parents. They give them low grades on some and higher on others, and that's just a fact of life. We're none of us are perfect. We all are imperfect people raising imperfect people. But these are some things we can shoot for, and I'll get you the quiz here in just a few minutes. All right, we're going to get to the calls. You can join us again on our comment line at 888-888-1717. Norma is in Arizona. Hi there, Norma. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Terrific. Appreciate your call. What have you passed on, or what was passed on to you about life through parenting?
Oh, my goodness. You know, my parents were strict. They were German. And did my dad scold us? Yes. But in the middle of the scolding and all throughout, he would let us know that he wasn't scolding us because we were an inconvenience or in their way. He was scolding us because he loved us and cared what happened to us.
Mm.
And John would say, oh, don't you wish Dad would stop that? It makes us feel guilty. But you grow up and realize how true it is. And then you see others who don't get that kind of correction, and it makes you appreciate godly parents.
Yes.
More than ever.
Now, you mentioned John. Is that your brother?
Yes.
And so there's two of you, and how did you both react to it, and how did it make a difference in your life now as an adult?
Well, when we were little, We obeyed because we were afraid of Dad's belt.
Mm.
As we got into high school, we didn't want to disappoint them.
Mm.
And so we did our best to be obedient and listen because we wanted them to be proud of us.
You know, the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. And we've always taught. You know, I hear you, by the way. We need to be have backbones as parents. We need to be intentional in our families. We need to hold our kids accountable. We have taught and we believe that the most effective way of teaching children is the use of the logical and natural consequences of life. And, you know, there are ways that we can do that. If you've got a 16-year-old kid driving a car and he's irresponsible, you take the car away. That's a reality. You got a friend, I mean, you got a child who's being not transparent or being dishonest or frankly lying to you about what they're doing on social media and their friends. You take their phone away from them. I know that's hard. But, I mean, by the way, there should be limits on that anyway. Hello. But there are natural and logical consequences because children are going to grow up and learn in life that there are consequences to their behavior. That's what we believe. That's what we teach. And ultimately, we're teaching our children to develop respect, right? Respect for themselves and for others. And I don't think that we need a belt to do that. My experience in working in my own family and working, raising our kids and seeing our grandkids that we can raise a responsible adult. But I hear you, Norma. That was good. I appreciate you sharing that with me. Let me go to Debbie next in Arizona. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What have you learned, or what are you passing on to the next generation?
Well, so my dad was, close the door, the air conditioner is on. I have passed that on to my children and grandchildren. Very important life lessons.
Yeah, why do they do that? Why do the grandkids or the kids go out the door, and here in Arizona, it's 105 degrees, whatever, the air conditioner's on, been running all day, and they just open the door and walk outside and leave the door open?
Because they don't have to pay the bill.
That's true. Yeah. All right, so what else did,
you
get?
Consequences, hand them the bill.
Well, so. Yeah, that's it. What else did you get passed on from your parents?
My dad's saying was, you don't have to tell everything you know, which was right. Kind of deep for a little kid, but keep your mouth shut sometimes. But what I told the other gentleman was, I taught Christian school, and you asked who influences, so hopefully I influence many, many little people. But one of my classes, 1 year, we did a service project, kind of, and they chose to go to St. Mary's Food Bank and clean nasty vegetables to put in boxes, like nasty cabbage. And these are fifth graders, mind you. They're little people that don't like to serve. They want to be served. And they chose that. And it was quite a day. We came home, we talked about it, and they were so excited that it was, that they were able to give several hours of themselves. So towards the end of the year, we always do a end of the year party. What do you guys want to do? Want to go to laser tag? Do you want to? They wanted to go back to St. Mary's Food Bank and give of themselves.
Yeah, that's good.
As a teacher, I was just like, hopefully, I mean, that was 20 something years ago. I instilled in them servanthood. Because right. I don't think we have enough of that now, of being a servant. But anyhow, they got to do their laser tag party too, because the principal and I were like, these kids want to go to St. Vincent, St. Mary's, and clean vegetables over going to laser tag and having a really fun day. So they still got their laser tag party, but. I hope I instilled in my children and my grandchildren servanthood.
Well, you know, that I think God instills that into us. Have you ever discovered this phenomenon that when a person comes to you and they say, hey, could you help me? There's something within us that we want to help. I mean, not everybody. I know some, there's people who are need some encouragement. But I think there's something God puts in most of us that we want to help. We want to help. And put us into a community. We see that in the church especially. We see that in the Christian community where we support one another as we go through these difficult times. All right. Thank you. Appreciate that call. I'll tell you what. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back. 5 questions, parents. They're tough. I'm going to give them to you next.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
There's only 3 responses to the various types of pain that we can experience in life. You describe it, whatever that pain is, there's really 3 responses. Number 1 is to do anything possible to make the pain go away. Just make it go away. This path has led many into substance abuse, seeking forms of escape through entertainment, multiple unhealthy relationships, overeating, trying to run away from the reality of life. Instead of freedom from pain, this path tends to make the pain stronger and all that more encompassing. Because now, instead of dealing with the real issues causing the original pain, we've now got a new problem to deal with. I call it the crazy cycle of pain. We go from pain to pain reduction to a crash. Increased pain, more pain reduction, bigger crashes, and so on over and over and over.
What is the purpose of pain? That's a lesson that I taught that's now up as the featured lesson on the members-only exclusive site on our website. And I think, by the way, I thank those of you who've been supporting us, standing with us in your monthly support. Some of you are have been so generous and sharing, you know, $50 a month or $100 a month. And others are saying, hey, this is where I can plug in. I'm able to join you at $15 a month. Whatever the amount is, I just want you to know we love you. We thank you for your support. I want to get this into your hands, and it's for members. So wherever you can plug in, come and be a part of it. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on donate or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. What does your support do? It helps us keep the radio program going, obviously, our podcast, the events, the publications, the staff that are doing so many things online digitally that I don't understand, but they're doing it and helping people all over the world. And I thank them for it because they're a lot smarter than I am. And I thank you too, because you're the ones helping make us be able to do this. And I thank you from Intentional Living. Again, go to theintentionallife.com, click on donate, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717. All right. Five questions for parents. You ready? Here we go. Are you teaching and modeling for your children the purpose of life? God loves them. God has a purpose for their life. God cares for them. I mean, you might be teaching them about other things, maybe their athletic ability or their musical ability, and those things are good. I mean, kids need to be plugging in these things. That may be part of what God has for them in their life. But are we teaching them that they're here on this planet for a reason? We got such an anti-life message today in the world. Number two, are you teaching and modeling for your children how to create and maintain healthy relationships? This is big. I mean, if your kids don't know how to get along with people, they're not get along with people. And you getting along with people, you're gonna be sitting alone like the Lone Ranger. But even the Lone Ranger had to get along with Tonto, so that you're gonna be a loner for sure. So teaching your kids and grandkids how to create and maintain healthy relationships, marriage, parenting, work, neighbors, friends, life. Number three, are you teaching and modeling for your children the how and the why of making good decisions? We talked about decision making last week. And by the way, if you missed those shows, they were last week on our archives. We spent a couple days just really focusing on, you know, how to make important decisions in your life, teaching your kids how to do that as well. And you can find that on our website. Number four, are you teaching and modeling for your children how to manage themselves, how to manage their finances, their health, their priorities, how they appear, going into the workforce, in life, going the extra mile, how to manage their life in a way that they can be successful at the things God has for them. Number five, are you teaching and modeling for your children the why and the how of work? It's not to get out of it, but to find that place of service where you're working, where it says not for man, but for God, where you go home tired, exhausted, but excited and passionate about what you do. And by the way, you don't have to be in a quote ministry to do that. You can be a school teacher in a public school. You can be an engineer. You can be a stay-at-home mom or dad. But finding passion, the why and how of the work that you're doing. So how'd you do on that little quiz? All right, let's get back to calls here. Joni, let me see. Joni's in New Mexico. Hey, Joni, how you doing?
Fine. Great.
Good.
I was responding to the Sorry, I'm nervous.
That's all right. No, you're doing fine. Let me just set it up then for you. We're talking okay. about, for those who just joined us, we're talking about things we've learned or things we're passing on to our kids.
Yes.
And it says on the screen here that you're a single mom, right?
Right, yes.
Okay, what did you learn from your parents and what are you passing on?
I learned from my parents that I needed God for every situation in my life, not just salvation. Mm-hmm. And which salvation, yes, is the most important thing and the beginning. But after that, I needed Him for every decision I made in my life, and they were great examples to me. When we had a family crisis, we would gather in the living room and get on our knees and pray. Mm-hmm. And that has been what helped me through my divorce and then with my kids. And so I was raising them in the church, but I was concerned because as I watched our youth group and as our kids would in the youth group would graduate, then they would go to college and they never would put in the church again.
Yeah.
Any church, not even in college. And I didn't want my kids to be that way. And then I realized as when my kids were small, I need to teach them they need God more than just salvation, more than just Bible stories in church. But why did that Bible person need God? And so that's the way I raised them, to make if you have a decision about who you're hanging around with or who you're going to marry or where you're going to go to college or what career, you ask God. Ask
That's
Him.
Right.
Call Him. Talk to Him. And people have said to me, boy, Joni, you are just blessed with these wonderful kids. Well, yes, I am blessed. I wasn't blessed with a wonderful life of having a spouse forever. But God did bless me with my kids, and I just give God the glory that each one of them has made personal relationships with Him, and they need Him on a daily basis. I've got a daughter that's a doctor of education who, when she sees a kid upset, she pulls them aside and says, "Can I pray for you?"
Wow.
So she's teaching them and her own children. And goes to my church. And then I've got a son that's a pastor at one of the campus pastors at a Christian college in Denver. Yeah. And then I've got another daughter that's in the Phoenix area, who was a missionary and now is married, came back from the field and got married and has three kids homeschooling, and they're very active in their church, and she has started a special needs ministry in her church.
Wow.
So the Lord, yes.
Well, you have a lot of reason to be proud. Yeah, you have a lot of reason to be proud. You've done a good job, and you did this as a single mom.
Right,
God bless you.
And in the yucky days of visitation and problems that we had with the dad of my kids, my ex-husband, anyways, not to hurt his name, but the kids still, I mean, we had lots of struggles and we would pray about it. And because we needed the Lord. And so they all have wonderful Christian marriages, which I'm praise the Lord for. Yes.
You did a great job, Joni, on being on the air and sharing your story, and I appreciate it. And I think what you did for me today, it reminded me we can make this thing more complex than it ought to be, raising kids. I know there's a lot of, we've been there. We understand that. We understand the issues. But here's Joni, single parent, raised three kids, three great kids. And when she talks about one thing she passed on, it was about Jesus. It was about, we're going to pray about it. This is a Christian home. This is a Christian family. And when we got issues, we're going to pray about it. God's going to be the center of this home. And those kids left that home thinking and knowing, and experiencing what it means to have an intentional mom. That's an intentional mom. I don't know about everything else in her life that was intentional, but I'll tell you what, it was the most important thing was intentional, and that's raising those kids. Thank you, Joni. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Something that everyone will experience in life is pain. In Dr. Randy's message, The Purpose of Pain, you'll learn even though pain is a problem, when you understand its purpose in your life, you can actually gain freedom.
Pain is a troubling problem for humanity, and yet, without pain, we'd have no grasp of the contrast with health, or peace, or success, or meaning. For it's in the pain that we're able to see how dependent we are on God and what His blessings are all about in our life.
With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group with unlimited access to this message, along with more of Dr. Randy's exclusive content. So don't wait. Give now and receive these life-changing resources. Call 888-888-1717 today or visit theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
It's there, the featured lesson, you know, for the ministry this month on the purpose of pain, not the problem of pain. We know the problem. I don't need to teach you that. We all know the problem of pain is the purpose. Is there a purpose for pain? You know, there'd be a lot of people say there's not a purpose for anything. It's just randomness. And that's a depressing way to live, isn't it? There's a purpose. There's a purpose for everything. And there's a purpose for pain. Not pleasant always, but there is a purpose. By the way, it's up there on the site for members only. And for those of you who are members, I hope you're using that and sharing it with others. We want to get that out to your friends and family. All the archives of our teaching from the last couple of years. Got some new ones coming up. We'll be getting up there shortly. And the featured lesson this month on the purpose of pain. If you're not already on the journey with us, come on, be a part of it. Your monthly support's making a difference. Well, what does that mean? You support the ministry, helps us do the radio, the podcast, the things that we do. We're listener-supported ministry. All you have to do is go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, click on donate, or you can call us during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, 888-888-1717.
Hi, my name is Lorraine. I was raised in a very Christian home. My extended family was very Christian, very traditional. Whenever my parents separated, it was a pretty messy separation. I essentially was very angry at God, and I couldn't believe how He allowed this to happen. And our family just kind of fell apart, and I went into lots of drugs and drinking, promiscuous sex, lots of self-destructive behavior. Even through my worst moments, my dad prayed for me. He listened to me without judgment. He let me know that even if I was in a bad situation that I put myself in, he would be there to help me get out, you know, and he still gave me consequences, you know. He wasn't as free with his money for me, which was good. And just recently, in fact, right after I had my daughter, I got back into the church and I started praying again because I finally realized that all of the other things I was trying to combat, my anxiety and depression and make amends with my past, weren't working at all. And I finally realized that only God can work in my life and make a difference, a lasting difference.
Amen to that. You're listening today. Here's a question. Do you know Jesus Christ personally? He loves you as much as all these other stories. He's crazy about you. And He's got an invitation for you. He says, you can call unto me and I will come. I'm there. And maybe today in the quietness of this moment, you say, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, but I need you. I'm done going my own way. I choose to follow you today. Come into my life. Get plugged into a Bible-believing teaching church this weekend, okay? And be around Christians. And allow for the next 30 days, this radio station, there's a challenge for you to make a difference in your life. All right. We got just about 2 minutes left, Krista from New Mexico. So go right ahead. What's your one thing?
So my one thing is to be more responsive versus reactive. And my reaction often is impatience and frustration and resulting in getting upset with my kids. I have a 10-year-old daughter and a 7-year-old son. And so instead of getting upset about something that they're not doing, case in point, my daughter, I didn't feel she had dressed appropriately for church last week and thought, oh, I've told her time and time again and so forth. And we went to church and she was fine. It just wasn't what I would have chosen for her. I realized upon reflection that I have not sat down with her in quite a while to go through her wardrobe. Her taste has changed in the last 2 or 3 years. And so just to have more of a teachable moment to be on the same page as far as what I define as appropriate versus her or my son, if he's not doing something, just stopping to say, ask myself, okay, have I really taught him how to do this? Am I just expecting him to do it and then getting upset when he doesn't do it?
Yeah, I think you ring the bell, Krista, on this expectation thing, which, you know, the more I think about this, is at the root of either good relationships or difficult relationships. We have certain expectations, and when they're not met, we're either frustrated or disappointed. But if we're not clarifying what the expectations are and going through them, then, you know, that's not really fair, is it, to the kids or to anybody?
Exactly.
Yeah. All right, so your commitment is to say, hey, I want to take less reaction to my kids and respond more to training and making clear expectations and so on, which is a great thing to do.
Yes, and let them communicate their expectations for me as well, so that we can, if necessary, meet in the middle and find that that acceptable place.
Yeah, I expect you to make a breakfast every morning of eggs, pancakes, and sausage. Well, here's the cereal, son. All right. Hey, that's good. Thank you. You know, I hope you've learned something today. I have. It's been encouraging. I appreciate each of you who've taken time to share your stories with us. If you missed the first part of the show of today or the first stage that we aired last week, it's available in our archives. You can check it out. And then on the decision-making aspect, the programs from last week on decision-making are up there as well as the top 10 list for making important decisions. Where do you go? Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Lots of good things there for you to search and find and learn from, okay? I'm Dr. Randy, along with Jennifer and Stephen and the entire Intentional Living family, thanking you for your prayers and your support. Thank you for being a part of the ministry. This is Intentional Living, Ministry of Intentional Life Media.